Lesson 3. Reading. Entering university.
The end of high school is a very stressful period for many students in Japan. This is the time that they prepare to enter university. Most students take an entrance exam. Other students use the recommendation system. Each way of entering university has its own advantages and disadvantages. One problem with the entrance exam system is that many high schools spend too much time preparing students for exams. This means students spend less time studying the general curriculum. Another problem is that because the exam questions are mostly multiple choice, students spend a long time memorizing facts rather than thinking critically. Another concern is that students need to spend a lot of time after school studying for exams. So many students go to a cram school. However, some people argue that not all families have enough money to send their children to cram schools. This means students from wealthy families have a better chance to pass the exams. However, entrance exams have some important benefits. For example, students develop excellent study skills before entering university. This can give them confidence. Many students who take entrance exams also learn how to be responsible and work independently. They learn time management skills because they have to manage their study workload. These skills are useful not just at university, but for the rest of their lives. Not everyone needs to take an exam to enter university. Universities accept some students who use the recommendation system. Recommendations are based on special skills and abilities, such as excellent high school grades or talent in arts or sports. Universities often make their decisions by looking at grades, reports from high school teachers, interviews with students, and essays. Usually, students using this system are accepted by their university much earlier than students who take an entrance exam. However, some people say the recommendation system makes it difficult for universities to compare what different students know about a subject. There are many other university entrance systems around the world. In Belgium, anyone who graduates from high school can enter university without an exam or interview. In China, there is only one system, and all students must take the same test. Universities in the U.S. use a combination of tests, high school grades, and essays. Recently, the Japanese government has been looking at examples in other countries and planning to make changes. Universities are also reviewing their own entrance systems. This may lead to new kinds of tests and other university entrance systems in the future. On the other hand, not all young people want to go to university. Some young people prefer vocational schools. There are many different vocational schools to choose from, including cooking schools and even pet grooming schools. After graduation, students can find jobs that they were trained to do, for example, as hairstylists or chefs. Vocational schools often employ counselors to help students find these jobs and are a quicker and cheaper option than going to university. Other people believe they can succeed in life without a university degree. After high school, some students can join the family business and get a job. Others want to start their own businesses. For those who cannot decide what to do, traveling overseas is another option. They can practice being independent and experience new countries and cultures without the pressure of studying. Finally, some young people dream of becoming a famous artist or musician. They just want to spend time practicing and developing their skills. Many students go to university because it is the easiest next step after high school. Their parents expect it, or their school friends are going. Similarly, students may be unsure about what to do with their life or what career to choose. For them, the best option might be to go to university to think about their future. Other students have different goals that do not include going to university. But whatever their situation, high school students have many choices and important decisions to make.